And now to the letters, of which we have three this week. Tim Bornett of Hargham Close in Old Buckenham wrote to the Evening News about food banks. It really is quite shocking that North Norfolk over the past 12 months has seen an increase of over 10% in food handouts to vulnerable persons compared to the previous 12 months. Low incomes and benefit changes and delays are mentioned as the cause of the increase. That so many could be facing starvation, if not for food banks, is a terrible indictment, especially as the UK is considered to be one of the world's wealthy countries. No doubt the figure would be even higher, as many are too ashamed and embarrassed to seek help. The manager of Cromer and District Food Bank sums it up well when she says, "Behind these statistics are real people in real crisis through no fault of their own. As austerity measures continue under so-called slogans of all in it together, the vulnerable have no independent means to offset hunger. The politicians who decide on such policies decide to have only one or two holidays abroad each year instead of three or four."
Conrad Jones of Ransom Road in Norwich was shocked to hear that the Generation Park promoters have somehow found the money to take their project to the Norwich City Planning Committee. So the Generation Park biomass proposals have received a last-minute injection of funds from mystery backers, just enough to get their application to the Planning Committee. May I remind your readers that this scheme has taken many years to reach this point, losing UEA and E.ON £3.65 million in the process. Even if the planning permission is granted, the recent changes in government renewable energy subsidies mean that it is highly unlikely to get sufficient backers to provide the £370 million the project will cost in total, meaning that the utilities site should be left in limbo for years to come. Isn't it about time that Norwich City Council called a halt to this ridiculous scheme before any more time and money is wasted on it?
Margaret Haley of Partridge Way in Norwich, a regular correspondent to the Evening News and to Chatterbox Let's Talk, has some sweet thoughts about the Shakespeare anniversary. Shakespeare wrote, "If music be the food of love, play on, give me excess of it." Perhaps he should have considered honey too. Honey is the only food that has no sell-by date and is good forever.